It's Monday, the 6th of October, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Business consultant Joseph Shiama has warned that buying a home can be expensive with lawyers' fees, transfers duties, deed office charges, and NAMRA taxes amongst the main cost drivers. He urged prospective homeowners to start saving up early using online calculators to estimate expenses and take advantage of bank incentives or negotiate fees to ease the financial burden.
Some banks offer what we call it incentives, such as covering and reducing bond registration fees, and that is actual or in order to beat the competitors, and that is why it is critical to shop around or engage with a home loan consultant just to ensure that you can get the best deal out of this home loan. And also remember that don't be afraid or don't be shy to engage also your transferring attorneys to ask, for instance, a discount.
Independent Patriots for Change MP John Lo Mouton has raised concerns over the impartiality of the Anti-Corruption Commission. Mouton argues that because the president nominates candidates and the ruling party controls parliament, the system effectively allows the party to appoint its preferred director, undermining the commission's independence. Additionally, he warned that this setup could let corruption persist unchecked if politically aligned candidates are chosen.
So let's say, for example, the whole point that I'm trying to make is if the president wants a corrupt person there, or a person that will keep quiet about corruption, if they nominate them, then the same party that the president is from will just appoint that person, whether opposition agrees or not. So it's not an impartial system. It is partial because the same party appoints and the same party approves. So that's the point. They are pretending as if there's a difference between the fact that parliament appoints and the president nominates, but the person the president wants there is the one that's going to go through.
South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation says a specialized team met with a group of South African activists detained at the Negev Israeli prison facility. The group, including Mandla Mandela, was on board Gaza-bound aid ships that form part of the global Sumud flotilla when they were detained by Israeli forces last week. Israel claimed the flotilla was violating a lawful naval blockade, and DIRCO spokesperson Crispin Piri says flotilla, a civilian-led initiative, was embarking upon a peaceful and humanitarian mission.
The delegation has confirmed that the detainees are in good health and in high spirits. The necessary procedures for their safe passage and return home to South Africa are advancing steadily.
Somali government forces were engaged on Saturday in repelling al-Shabaab militants who attacked a high-security underground prison in Mogadishu, according to officials and witnesses who spoke to Reuters. The Gotka Jilao facility, located near the Villa Somalia Presidential Palace, holds several al-Shabaab fighters, a group that has been waging an insurgency in Somalia since 2007 and has made significant gains in rural areas this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has sent federalized troops from California to Oregon after a court blocked his attempt to deploy the National Guard in Portland. The BBC reports that the move uses National Guard members already stationed in Los Angeles to circumvent the judge's order, prompting California Governor Gavin Newsom to vow a lawsuit, calling it an abuse of power. Portland joined other Democratic-led U.S. cities targeted by Trump's crime crackdown amid protests over immigration enforcement. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.